Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bond Trigger Pools. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the service department on parts, press 1. For major pool repairs and in-ground pool sales, press 2. For the store and water lab, press 3. For a list of new extensions, please press 4. For our operating hours, press 5. For the accounting office, press 6. And for all other calls, please press 7.
One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension.
If you know your party's extension, at any time during this message, you may press the star key plus the 3-digit extension of the person you wish to reach. After the message is complete, you will only need to press the 3-digit extension. For Don Bontrager, President and In-Ground Pool Sales, press 225. For Dustin Lockwood, Vice President and Purchasing, press 225. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the service department on parts, press 1. At any time during this message, you may press the star key plus the 3-digit extension.
One moment, please.
Hello, Sedan.
Hey, Don, this is Hashem from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I know you're probably pretty busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you on a finance offer that the bank mailed out about 2.5 weeks ago. Looks like, based on some financing you did with GE about a year ago now. And we were able to get you pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital. So I was just circling back and see if you guys had anything coming up in the pipeline.
I don't think so. We usually don't have anything like that, or we deal with that till usually the beginning of the year on early buy stuff.
Okay, so the typical time of your financing is beginning of the year?
Yeah, it's usually somewhere around January or February.
Around January, February. Okay, I'll definitely make a note of that.
Okay.
What do you typically do?
Well, it's usually for a spa order.
So is it more for equipment or inventory? Or?
It's more for inventory.
Inventory.
Yeah, we don't do. Usually, we do equipment. We'll do a small loan through the bank.
Oh, okay, right. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No.
So a working capital loan.
I'm not sure what that is. I guess so.
Well, a lot of people actually are unfamiliar with it. It's relatively new. It's been around for I want to say like 3 to 6 years now. And basically, these loans are unsecured cash loans. They get directly deposited into the business bank account. And then you get to use the money however you see fit for the business. So that can range from your payroll to your marketing to your inventory, taxes, literally anything for the business. And the way we lend for working capital loans is based on your sales. So we look at your gross annual sales, and we're typically able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So we give that to you, and then you do with it what you please for the business.
Okay. So it's probably like, I mean, we do have a working loan that we use throughout the year that I think probably kind of does almost the same thing.
So that might be actually a working capital loan that you already have.
Yeah, and we just do that with our normal bank. Yeah, we've got a limit. We can obviously go up to a certain limit, and then we're stopped there. But
exactly. So that's also another reason. We're actually specializing in equipment financing and working capital, and we're very, very competitive when it comes to it. You're telling me you already have, it sounds like, some capital.
Yep.
For additional capital, we're typically able to give out more than other banks. And on top of that... Yes, can you hear me?
Oop, there you are. Okay.
All right.
Just went to white noise there for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just saying that we have a lot of very competitive programs, and it sounds like you have a working capital loan, and if you send us, for example, you're trying to do something in January, correct?
Yeah.
And you were trying to redo it with them?
We haven't redone anything. I mean, the GE one that was the only thing we could do, get the spa floor planning for. That's what that was for.
Right. And did they give you what you were looking for, or was it like less than what you were looking for?
They gave us what we were looking for, because I think the spa company was actually working with them. That's how we got hooked up with them.
Oh, okay, I see. That makes sense. Because the reason I ask is for working capital in specific, if you send us the offer letter, we can match or beat it.
Okay.
Here at Bank of Cardiff. So if you were trying to redo it with them and they sent you some offer, if you sent that to us, we have a match or beat policy here.
Okay.
And do you remember the process for applying there?
I don't. I wasn't the one that purchased this stuff. I'm mainly the salesman here.
Right.
So my business partner is the one that normally takes care of that. Usually that's what the spa guy offers, and that's just what we sign. So.
Right. Okay, I just wanted to, you know, bring this to your attention, because it sounds like this is something that might be useful for you. Well, how much do you usually take out in loans?
Well, I think our working line of credit is $250,000, I believe.
That's for your line of credit?
That's the line of credit, yep.
Yeah, see, the line of credit, the thing is, it gives you so many limitations on spending.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's what we use for, that basically gets us through the wintertime.
Right.
We don't shut down, but we're down to bare minimum during, you know, December, January, February, and then hopefully
right.
we can start working again. So that's basically
that's your slow season.
Right.
Right. And how much do you guys typically do in sales, if you don't mind me asking?
We're about $4.5 million.
Oh, $4.5 million. Okay.
Yeah.
So for working capital at minimum, that's $450,000 that we're mm-hmm. definitely able to free up.
Okay.
And our application process is very simple. Just a quick breakdown of how it is. It's a one-page application, very simple, and a six-month bank statement and tax returns for the business. That's it.
Okay.
Now, once that comes into me, I send it straight to the underwriters, and then the underwriters get back to me within 24 hours, and I can let you know immediately.
Okay.
So it's a very, very quick process. If you like, I can send you some additional information and just keep up with you later on in the year, since you said you're not planning to do anything until January. Maybe I can call you around December, sometime mid-December.
Yeah, that would work.
How does that sound?
That'll work.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
It's D-O-N.
D-O-N.
Dot, yep. Dot Bontrager.
Dot Bontrager.
B-O-N-T-R-A-G-E-R.
Got it.
Bontrager.
Pools. Plural.
Yep. .com.
Bontriggerpools.com.
Yep.
All right, Don. I will put something together for you right now and shoot you an email to keep around and follow up with you in December. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, man. It was great talking to you.
All right. Thank All you. Right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes.